God damn it. Now I want a Boyd Erica fig where Erica's entire phone is full of pictures like this. These little snapshots she takes when they're out and having fun. And at first it was just an excuse to lean against Boyd's shoulder, right? Smile for the camera, and then no reason to pull away, after. But then, well, then one afternoon she's kind of down, waiting between classes and the next furious text from Derek to tell her whether or not she needs to be prepared to cut English for the third time this week, and she starts flipping through the pictures, right? And it's her and Boyd at a bowling alley, a bright pink ball clutched in her hand between them. It's her and Boyd at that all-night dinner on Vine Street after full moon, both of them with heavy circles under their eyes, but grinning wildly anyway. It's her and Boyd at the spring dance, her in that dress showing crazy cleavage, the one she never expected to pull off, and him down to his shirt and tie. It's her and Boyd naked and curled together in his bed one weekend when his parents were out of town, her smiling his direction instead of looking at the camera, and him with his eyes closed, pressing a kiss to her cheek. And Erica feels her heart skip a beat when she looks at that one, not that she's planning to admit it to anyone. So maybe it's not so bad, she thinks, as she slips her phone into her pocket at the sound of the bell. If she ends up having to skip math instead of English today. If the rumors turn out to be true and there's really a rabid Pegasus behind the latest animal attacks. These photos will still be there when it's over, and Boyd will be too, the same way he always is. The same way he comes out of the classroom door she's leaning across from, grinning and reaching for her hand, murmuring,
"Thought it was my turn to walk you to class."
The end.